I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dressing in red around the office might have your colleagues seeing you in a different light. A new study from Durham University's Robert Barton has found that when the same person is shown wearing a red-coloured top rather than a blue one, they tend to be rated as dominant, aggressive, and even more anger-prone by others.
It was an experimental setup. We had participants come in and look at a computer screen, and on the computer screen would appear a sequence of images of men. And what we'd done was to digitally manipulate the colour of the T-shirt in the images that the participants were viewing. And we asked the participants to rate the image that they were seeing in terms of its dominance, its aggression, and also to categorise the emotion as to whether it was angry, happy, neutral, sad, and so on. Then we just analysed the results by colour.
And what emerges?
What emerges is a very clear, consistent effect. When the individual is portrayed as wearing red, they're rated as significantly more dominant and more aggressive, and significantly more likely to be categorised as angry. And that's even if they have a neutral expression.
So what do you think the implication is then? Should we all be, when we walk into our meeting, wearing a bright red tie and hoping therefore to gain the upper hand? Or should we wear more soothing pastels, dominated by blues and greys, in order to pacify a situation rather than inflame one?
Great question. In business, I think this is already at least subconsciously known about, and the red tie is known as a power tie. So it really does entirely depend on what kind of impression you want to make, whether you want to come across as dominant, if you want to dominate proceedings, or if you want to appear to be a more trustworthy person that individuals can relate to on a calmer kind of level.
Do you think that's what happened during the UK general election?
Well, possibly colour had some impact on that, but unfortunately the red wearers in terms of the Labour Party didn't do so well. And we can only say that, of course, there are many other factors other than colour that determine the outcome of these sorts of interactions.
But going back to the whole question of the evolution of this process and the fact that it isn't just humans that are sensitive to the colour red, animals do use this as well. Why did they pick the colour red as this display of this is the danger colour?
Well, the way these red signals are produced typically is through bare patches of skin which are suffused with blood. The redness of that patch of skin is a good indicator of health and vigour. The extent to which you can shunt oxygenated blood to the skin is a good indicator of how healthy you are. In dominance interactions, particularly between males, your health and vigour should correlate with your ability to win a fight. So it would make sense that that sort of signal was something that other individuals cued into and paid attention to.
Is it just red that gives out these signals? Because I'm thinking of the New Zealand haka, for example, and these guys often wear black. Is that also part of the equation?
Yeah, I think more work needs to be done on that, but there certainly is some evidence that darker colours do have some impact. And what hasn't been done yet is to experimentally separate out the effects of the darkness of a stimulus and the wavelength or colour. Because, of course, bright red faces are darker in colour than pale faces, and individuals that have blanched white are those that tend to be frightened, of course. So the redness and the darkness are correlated with each other.
Robert Barton from Durham University talking to me there, and hopefully not seeing red in the process.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.